check in with yourself and what do you need that day? So goddess hour might be a bath one night. It might be calling a girlfriend another night. It might be binge watching your favorite show on TV, but just doing something that's going to help fuel and feed your soul is so important. Now, let's be honest. When my son was first diagnosed, I mean, goddess hour was even just going to the bathroom by myself, right? It was like, I mean, just to do that simple task, or even better, just to even take a shower.
How is it possible for a parent of a child with autism to become the superhero their child needs now? I'm Len.
And I'm Cass. When our son was diagnosed with moderate to severe autism, we went all in. We spent over a decade learning everything we could on how we could transform to help our son thrive. And guess what? He's doing it. This year, he ran for class president.
Each week on this podcast, we will be sharing the secrets needed for you to become the superhero your child needs.
If you want to learn how to tap into your innate superpowers to help your child thrive, visit AutismParentingSecrets.com.
Welcome to another episode of Autism Parenting Secrets. This episode's all about you, your self-care. Yes, you the parent. Focusing 100% on your child and ignoring your own wellness just doesn't work. It may seem like a really generous thing, but the truth is, your self-care is not optional. It may seem, again, like really, like at least when we went back in time to when everything started with our son and our journey into autism, early on, at least in my mind, 100% of my mental energy at least was focused on him. And it really felt like a badge of honor. But the idea is, if you get consumed by what's happening to your child at the expense of your own self-care, then everything falls apart. You know, the reality is that prioritizing your self-care just isn't selfish. And I know I had that thought in my head. You know, I was like, forget about me. Right now I'm focusing 100% on him. And that concept is what really didn't serve me well at all. You know, so the idea of prioritizing your self-care, it's not selfish. It's actually a form of self-love. And self-love will definitely help you ensure that you're around today and down the road for your child. And for anyone who's listening to this who thinks, you know, self-love, you know, kind of, I'm not worthy of that, just please know you are worthy. And acknowledging that and really prioritizing yourself is such an amazing gift for your child.
Absolutely. And you're essential. Like, you are the key, because you know your child best, right? You're the most important person in their world. And if you're not showing up your best, then like, how are you going to be able to support them? How are you going to be able to understand them? All of our kids are unique and every single child is different. I remember our last doctor's appointment. This is actually our MD. It was an appointment for my son, but he actually had me lay down on the table and he's like, Mom, you've got to work on your stress. And this is, you know what, I've realized how important self-care is now for years, and I continue to work on myself and to make sure I'm caring for myself. But here it is, and this was more recent, like, I still have work to do, but really it so matters how you show up so you can care for your child best, you know, because if you're running on fumes, if you have that hero, you know, complex where you have to do everything, you're never going to show up best for your child, you know. And I know often after a diagnosis, you get into this fight or flight mode, right? This mindset that, you know, you have to do everything and you're fighting to go after it and do so much. But truly, the goal is not to react, because that's when you're in that fight or flight, you're really reacting to something. It's all about how you respond, right? And responding to something is so different than reacting. With responding, you're actually able to do it with clarity, right? We'll do goals in a future episode, but, you know, and we'll talk about responding versus reacting, but this is where the true power is, right? The true power is knowing what you're going after, knowing that you're showing up your best self to truly support your child.
Yeah, responding versus reacting, they feel totally different.
Yeah, totally.
And I guess when we go back in our journey, right after the diagnosis, I remember when we had my parents over, and that's when we broke the news or shared the news. I mean, we they had known something was up and that there were issues. But the idea of the autism diagnosis, we hadn't had a formal diagnosis until maybe about a week before they came over. So it was there that we shared it, and we shared it, you know, very hopefully, very, Cass and I don't think we didn't demonstrate that we were panicked or freaking out about it. I mean, it was just something that happened. We had this diagnosis, and we had a high degree of confidence that, you know, early on, and optimism that there was things that we can do. And again, we had good influences who I think helped us understand that early on.
Oh yeah, absolutely. From day one, it's like, first of all, I think I personally like impossible situations, but, you know, definitely we were hopeful from the get-go.
Right. So I shared the news with my parents, and particularly my mom. You know, when she heard autism, I mean, her whole expression dropped. I could tell her heart was broken, and she just embodied a lot of heaviness. And I remember when I saw that, not wanting to see that, of course, you know, I just looked at her and I said, listen, you know, don't worry, we will find a way. We're going to help our son. And, you know, he won't have autism at some point. Like, he's going to lose the diagnosis. So I kind of conveyed that to her, the sense of optimism, the sense that it wouldn't be permanent.
And that was still when we were fighting against the autism versus.
Oh yeah, we were in. We're going to obliterate this thing, and it's no longer going to be part of our life mode. Which, of course, we've evolved and our journey has done a number of things, including shifting that perspective. But yeah, back then we were definitely in. Okay, we're going to kick autism to the curb, and it won't be a part of our life, our son's life. So I kind of made that promise to my mom, and that seemed to, you know, ease her a bit. And I just remember later that night, when I was just reflecting on my own, I'm like, you know, I just made a promise. You know, do I believe I can deliver on that promise? You know, truly, I wasn't 100% sure. I was optimistic. I was reasonably confident. But as I was thinking about the road ahead, it just really dawned on me even then that if my son was going to improve and to emerge, there is no way that I could just do what I was doing up until then, which was focusing 100% of my mental energy, physical energy on figuring out what was going to help him. I had to devote some time to ensuring that I was caring for myself, because it was even way early on in the journey, I could see that I was going to absolutely burn out if I didn't start to really focus on myself, ask myself, what do I need? And to take some small steps in that direction. There was no way I was going to be able to last on that journey.
Well, and I think too, thinking about, you know, often when you get into something, right, it's truly not a sprint. It's absolutely a marathon, and it's absolutely a journey. So for you to have that awareness early on about how, you know, this is a long journey, and this is something that we need to make sure that we are caring for ourselves along the way is so important.
Yeah, because up until that point, nobody had told us that self-care was important. Later on, people would remind us, but at least early on, that was not anything that was on our radar. And again, it was just something that really was a profound shift that night for me. And so when we talk about this, and again, no one was more against self-care than I, thinking that it was really important. But in terms of how do you make this a reality for yourself, you know, really, it all has to start with your mindset. You know, what are you thinking about your self-care? Do you think it's important? Do you think it's not important? Are you somewhere in the middle? The important thing early on is just to absolutely 100% let go of the idea that it's a selfish thing, because it's just simply flat out wrong. No question, you matter in this whole journey with your child. You matter incredibly. You're the most important person to your child. So just know that the whole idea that this might be selfish, or it is selfish, that has to go to no way. It's absolutely not selfish. I just have to find a way to make it work.
Right. And once you're able to kind of shift that mindset to understand that you matter too, and to know that self-care is essential, you now need to make it mandatory, right? How am I going to do something every single day to take care of myself? Now, also thinking about once you've, you know, yes, you've already mindset, now you're going to embrace it. Choose your preferred ways to recharge, right? It could be yoga, it could be meditation, it could be running, it could be spending time outside in nature. I love, you know, grounding my bare feet into earth. You'll hear me talk about that a lot.
She's out there all the time.
I am. I make my kids do it too. And, you know, it could be something like Goddess Hour, right? Where you spend at least 20 minutes to an hour each day. And I know this is a high vision for a lot. You know, don't worry, I'm going to get to other little things, but I love Goddess Hour. I had heard, I think it's a Marianne Williamson actual first coined that term, but the whole concept of is check in with yourself and what do you need that day? So Goddess Hour might be a bath one night. It might be calling a girlfriend another night. It might be binge watching your favorite show on TV, but just doing something that's going to help fuel and feed your soul is so important. Now, let's be honest. When my son was first diagnosed, I mean, Goddess Hour was even just going to the bathroom by myself, right? It was like, I mean, just to do that simple task, or even better, just even take a shower. But those simple things are part of your self-care. And you know what? Everything takes little baby steps. So think about what are those steps that you can take. Even something like box breathing is another one. Just focus on your breath for a few minutes, thinking about your inhale, right? So inhale for a count of eight, hold for a count of eight, exhale for a count of eight, hold again for a count of eight, and just kind of thinking about, you know, and that intentional breathing is also part of self-care. Now, the other part of self-care, which kind of makes, if you can do this, which is key, and, you know, yes, take baby steps, but when you're at the point where you can do this, schedule it, right? So even if it's a few minutes a day, you just need to get started. And you also need to get coverage, right? So do you need to bribe, barter, negotiate? Now, if you have a spouse or a partner, then negotiate with them like, hey, I'm going to cover while you do X, you cover when I do, you know, X. The other thing that we love that we talked about is the whole Brené Brown had, she on one of her podcasts, she had talked about the idea that she and her husband do a check-in every day. And they, you know, will say the idea of, okay, on a scale of 1 to 100, today I'm running at, let's say, a 15%, right? And let's say Len's running at an 80%. Guess what? More stuff will fall on Len's plate than on my plate, just knowing where I am from a level set perspective.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, especially if you're with your spouse, sometimes how they're feeling is not obvious from looking at their expression. So to actually check in and know where someone is just helps with that coordination. And yeah, in terms of like just getting coverage, if you really can't, if that's something that's truly not an option and you try what you can, then just devote some time before or after the kids go to bed in order to kind of just make that time. And the key thing that Cass mentioned is, you know, scheduling is important, but the idea is after you've scheduled something, maybe today, tomorrow, or the next day, you know, what can you do to truly make it a habit as opposed to just an action that you're taking periodically? Are there some things that you can really commit to and do every day at the same time? Or is it a weekly activity? In other words, just look at it more from a standpoint of what habits can I develop? And even if I don't do them perfectly, it's a habit I'm doing consistently is much better than just scheduling an action periodically. So you want to evolve your actions into habits. They will absolutely serve you well for the long haul.
Right. And the other just came to me is the other idea is if you don't have the ability to get coverage, is there some kind of activity that you can do where your kids are part of it, but it's really more for you? So like when my kids were little, putting them in a stroller and taking a walk outside was kind of part of my self-care. Yeah, I was pushing a stroller and I might hear my kids screaming, but I was out in nature and able to kind of take some time and some breaths. So it's kind of working within the realms of what your reality is too.
And we know this whole idea of self-care and really attending to it, it may sound absurd if you're early in your journey or depending on your specific situation. And so the whole idea of just take it as a concept, understand the importance and to do what you can. But, you know, we know that this is going to be sometimes really challenging, and it can definitely be difficult. So, you know, the first thing that you're going to run into is just the concept that, you know, you don't have enough time. You don't have the time in a given day, because we truly know what a day-to-day as parents of a child on the spectrum, what that may look like, what it does look like for us and what it may look like for you. So the idea of like not enough time to focus on self-care, I know I thought that early on, and it's just bullshit. It absolutely is. There's some time in the day that can be devoted. Again, it could be really, really tiny. And over time, you look to make it bigger where you are able to. But to just dismiss self-care because you don't have any time, I know for me was total nonsense. And for you, I would say, look at your schedule, become creative, but just know that if it's important for your child, especially, you make it happen because it's important and you prioritize it. And it's the same thing for yourself. Some portion of attention to yourself to prioritize that and to make the time in a given day, it's something that's non-negotiable. It's just so important.
Right. And then the other, you know, so yes, no time and also no coverage, right? So for me, one of the hacks that I did is I used to always, you know, taking a shower for me was kind of part of it. And you knew if I was having a good day, if I was able to shower or not, where, you know, and then if you get to the second day and you haven't showered, you're like, eh. So I would always shower after my kids went to bed. Like it was kind of like, okay, I knew even if one woke up in the, you know, a couple hours later, I just knew that I had a time block where there was the ability to take a 10-minute shower and just kind of get that in, right? And then also often, you know, especially I know for me, true as the mom, and also, you know, I can speak for Len here too, like as the parent, you know, you kind of get this hero complex, right? Which is like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No one can do it like me. Can you tell I'm a little bit controlling? But like that hero part of me was overriding my self-care. Like, I'm fine. 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 Until I wasn't fine. And I was completely exhausted, or I would get angry, or I would just kind of like, oh. So it's that ability to kind of, you know what? Acknowledge that hero piece. Yes, I can do it, but I would do it so much better if I actually was taking better care of myself. And that's truly, truly the game changer.
And a key aspect also of self-care and what might come up is the idea of like just you not getting enough sleep, getting or at least getting adequate sleep. So when we talk about self-care and all these things that you can do, meditation, exercising, you know, grounding yourself outside, or just even escaping with a movie, you know, just having some alone time, you know, all those things are great. But really the thing that kind of pervades everything is, are you rested? Are you truly ready to go? Or is your body recharged? So if you're finding that you're not getting enough sleep for whatever reason, including it, and it could be your child isn't allowing it because they're getting up a lot, the idea of attending to sleep is just beyond critical. So there's a lot of different things you can do to improve your sleep, but just know that if it's inadequate, find some way to make it a priority. If you can get your spouse to cover from a coverage perspective. And a simple thing that you could do is just to try to keep a set schedule. What time are you going to bed? What time are you waking up? And I know that could be absurd for some of you, given your child's sleeping patterns. But that one thing really helps improve the quality of your sleep. So just know that sleep is definitely not something to ignore. And you can't ignore it over a long period of time. It will manifest in so many ways.
And a future episode we will definitely be doing soon is all about sleep hacks, because, you know, that is something that we have learned along the way. And like, man, the list that pops to mind is huge. So we'll be sharing that with you soon.
So those are some of the things just to be aware of. But otherwise, you know, if you do this, if you actually start attending to your self-care, which 100% is not selfish, you know, you're going to just have more energy. You'll have more physical energy to be able to catch up and keep up with your kids. And just, you will just feel more powerful. But then even almost more importantly, you will feel more energy mentally. You won't be running on fumes. You won't be kind of feeling cloudy or kind of confused. That mental clarity and that mental energy that comes from you doing whatever, again, works for you will so help you to be the parent you want to be with your child, to figure out what things that day are going to help the most. So it's all about energy, increasing physical energy as well as mental energy.
And the cool thing is you're going to be calmer, right? And you're definitely, I talked a little bit before about, you know, responding versus reacting. You're going to be responding, right? It's a more powerful place to be. You'll be able to have better gratitude. You're just going to be all in there. So definitely that ability to kind of be that calm warrior is important. Calm, I think calm warrior versus worrier, right? Right.
And it's actually kind of a warrior of peace, right? You're going to be more present and more able to respond mindfully with all the things that will come up that day. And so those are some of the suggestions in terms of how you can do this. But like, what can you actually do today to actually start moving in this direction? And we know it's definitely not something that you flip a switch on. But the first thing is to really, truly commit to some act. So in other words, if you think about all the different things that you can do that you think will help you from a self-care standpoint, just choose one. So you may have a list of 10 things that you think could help. Just choose one that really matters most to you. And once you have that item, it's, as Cass mentioned before, schedule it, put it on your calendar, make it visible and real. And again, just do this for today. And once you schedule it for today and actually find a way to do it, then the next step would be, okay, well then schedule it for tomorrow. And the whole idea is to, again, to make it a habit. But if you start with 20 items, you're bound to fail. And so right now, what's the one that speaks to you most? Get it scheduled, start to create a habit, and then you can build from there.
Right. And it's all about taking those baby steps, right? And, you know, like Len was talking about the importance of sleep. If you're able to set a sleep schedule, you know, just because sleep is ultimate self-care, great. But also if you're, you know, with have a spouse or a partner or have a friend that you can depend upon, you know, is there a way to set time in that schedule so you can then rely on each other? So one way that, you know, this works in our household now is Len likes to go to bed earlier than I do. And so he goes to bed earlier, but then we've made a deal that then he cooks breakfast, right? So that way I can sleep in a little bit if I need that. So it's just kind of come up with that routine that works best for you and your family, because that is where the power lies, is to be able to kind of work and, you know everyone's strengths and what they need so you can support each other.
So those are a few things that you can actually start to put into action today. But of all of these, the one to start off with, that first thing, it's going back to what we started with. It's that mindset. So if there's any part of you that's truly still hanging on to the belief that self-care is selfish, just absolutely look at that and really sit with it. Because the bottom line is, again, you are incredibly important, and you will absolutely not be the parent that you want to be for your child down the road if you crash and burn.
And you know your child best. So you know what? They need you. And so really just love yourself by taking care of yourself.
Right. And we all tend to think, okay, well, we can do it. We're tough. You know, we could be superheroes. Sleep is nothing. I don't need sleep. It's not important. Trust us, it's all nonsense. You have to focus on yourself to some degree. That feels right for you, but otherwise just know what an opportunity this is, again, to be that parent that you truly want to be. Self-care is key. So with that, we hope this has been helpful. And again, look forward to our next episode. And if you have any suggestions on what you'd like to hear more of, feel free to reach out.
Thanks so much for listening to Autism Parenting Secrets.
If you're not already subscribed to this podcast, be sure to do that right now. And if you could, please rate and review this podcast. This will help other parents find us and benefit as well. And feel free to let us know what you'd like to hear in future episodes.
Also, head over to AutismParentingSecrets.com and take our free assessment to discover your top superpowers today. Until next time, don't forget, you are the superhero your child needs now.